T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, we finally got some action last night. Late in the game. Late. 2 outs. Bottom of the ninth. No runs for the Phils until bang! 2-run home run by Luke Williams. We'll see if we remember his name like 5 years from now, but we know his name now. Luke Williams getting the job done last night. And we turn from one king to the next, from Elvis to Howard Eskin, usually with us Thursdays at noon. We got a condensed show today as we lead you into Phillies baseball this afternoon. That's up at 1 o'clock. Pre-game coverage starts at 12. And Howard is always sponsored by our friends at Fingers Wings and other things. Head over to Fwat and Conshohocken, Fwat, F-W-O-T, and Conshohocken, for Game 3 tomorrow night. Perfect spot to catch all the action with more than 14 big screen TVs. For the menu and more about them, Fwat.com. Go to Fwat.com, F-W-O-T.com. The King, Howard Eskin. How are you, King?
I am just great. Hey, Joe, I got one question for you.
Sure.
Are you colorblind?
I believe the answer is no. I mean, I guess in theory, unless you're told you are, maybe you won't know, but I believe the answer is no.
I just, when I saw you at that golf tournament on Monday, I thought you were colorblind. What? Nothing matched. It was the most awful look of any of the golfers.
What was Monday? Was that the pink pastel shorts and the navy blue shirt?
Yeah. The shoes were like 15 years old, the golf shoes. They were like a bluish color.
They are blue. People ripped my shoes.
It was.
I'm proud of my shoes. I got my initials on my shoes. I got the American flag on my shoes. I was very proud of those shoes.
It matched the way you play golf.
Come on, King.
Ugh, it's awful.
Come on,
awful.
King.
We were told he was a ringer that day, Howard. Is that not true?
I saw the one that he hit dead left. Dead left.
Well, I don't remember that one. But
I know you don't.
But most of them were dead center.
Joe, if I didn't know better, I thought you were a professional athlete in every sport.
Well,
the way you talk.
Hey now.
I will tell you, there was one problem I actually forgot to address. There was one problem with my appearance beyond what you've talked about, Howard. So I put new sunscreen on right before I stepped out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the kind of sunscreen that, like, it was just impossible for me to.
Oh, you're looking white, huh?
I look like a clown.
Yeah.
My face was so white. I saw Mike Quick. He's looking at me like, yo, man, you got to get out in the sun. I'm thinking, I know. All right. I got ridiculous sunscreen on. All right.
Well, what's different about that day and everything?
I don't know.
Go ahead.
All right, Howard, let's talk some sports here. The homer last night, Nick Williams. Luke Williams. You're Mr. Warm and Fuzzy. What do you make when you see a moment like that?
Well, obviously, it's a great feel-good moment for a young player who's come up. Why wasn't he up sooner? With all the guys that they run in and out of this team, why wasn't he up sooner? But regardless of all that, obviously, it's a feel-good moment. And one that you can't expect it's going to happen.
No. Can they use it as a catalyst, Howard? I mean, let me put it this way. Do you think it's reasonable that they will use it as a catalyst?
No. No, because, you know, momentum is such an overused, overthought of word in sports. They scored, what was it, 17 runs one time, which was bogus. They were bogus because four of them were grand slam off a shortstop.
Yeah, that was like a week ago, yeah.
Yeah, but the next game, they struggled again to score runs. They didn't have a hit. They didn't have a hit from the fourth inning until that hit in the ninth, right?
The hit was his.
Yeah,
Luke Williams
was his.
Double in the fourth.
Right. Well, that's right. The hit was his in the fourth inning. They still have a flawed lineup. I don't want to hear about injuries. I don't want to hear about DD. The Mets have 16 injuries. The Yankees, the year they won 90-some games, what was that, 2 years ago, had like 30-some injuries. That injuries are just part of every team's game. And as far as momentum, you know, if players want to use that as momentum, I think they're making a mistake. You got to come out there and play hard every day and not just think that it's going to happen. I think today, obviously, is going to be a low-scoring game. They're not going to get many hits. Two really good pitchers. But I think it's so overstated when you talk about, oh, that's going to catapult them or that's going to give them the energy to have momentum. It's just, I think momentum is
maybe not momentum, maybe inspiration. Maybe these old guys need to see a young kid who it means everything to, and it'll make them dig a little deeper. Like they forgot their joy for the game, and they just rediscovered it because they watched Luke Williams do that last night.
But don't you think that a player like Alec Bohm, who obviously is not starting today because he can't play defense, it's just I didn't realize I knew he wasn't good, but I didn't realize he was this level below average. But don't you think he wants to play better? Don't you think he wants to get hits? And Gene Segura, who's nothing I've had enough of him. Even though he hits, he's still going to be the same player.
I can't wait till he's off. Howard, I can't wait till he's off the team. I think he's such a negative drain on them. I really believe that.
I mean, it's terrible. And don't you think Rhys Hoskins wants to hit? He continues, and he has these games where he doesn't. Now, I think the guys that have it inside him always want to be better. And I don't. If you're using some young guy to catapult you to do better, it's you got to be better yourself, and that takes hard work and it takes talent too.
Yeah, but sometimes it takes a little something extra to push you to maybe do the little things. That hard work that you talk about that yields positive results. Sometimes I believe these older guys over the course of 162 games, they lose track of what works and what matters, and it's easy to see it when you watch Luke.
Not as much as you think. I think money is the great negative in sports because you walk away. I've just seen, again, you know, I don't want to hear people say, well, it's not the way it used to be. No, it's not the way it used to be. Guys would walk away from a loss and they'd really be pissed. They'd really be angry. And they might hang around the clubhouse and talk to each other and say, hey, listen, we got to be better. I think these 5 minutes after the game's over, I'm not saying everybody because it's not everybody. There's players that walk away and say, it's okay. You know, we'll get them tomorrow. And that's the problem I have. And it's not just baseball. I mean, it's other sports. And that's the problem I have, today. It's just, if it is a catalyst, that's great for the Phillies. But sometimes what you see is what you've got. And you can't keep on harping on that if they're not doing the other things that they need to do to win.
Let's turn to football. What do you make of Chris Sims' list of the top 40 quarterbacks, the fact that Jalen Hurts is not on it?
Honestly, so he's got backup quarterbacks that are better, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently.
You know what? I don't pay attention. Social media is not social, and it's not media. And it's all for clicks. It's all clickbait. It's all nonsense. It's all content. And I like Chris Sims, but he had to put something up there. But it seems like whenever there's a talking point on clickbait, it has something to do with Philadelphia because they want Philadelphia to talk about them. And I don't make anything of it because it doesn't make any difference what anybody says. Jalen Hurts has got to be better than he was in the combined four-game view that we've seen of him last year. He's got to be better, and he's got a chance to be. He certainly has a chance to be better. I could care less, and I like Chris Sims. I like him a lot, and I think he's a sharp guy, but nope, it means nothing.
Well, Howard, what do you think? Okay, so aside that you think Sims is off base, not having him in the top 40, what would be your sort of, you know, where you would kind of slot Hurts in? I mean, do you see him as a guy that's 20? Is he 25? Is he middle of the road that he's actually 16? Like where do you project Hurts to be?
Well, I'd have to look at the other quarterbacks in the league. I think he's better than Daniel Jones. I think Daniel Jones is a stiff.
That's also not saying much, though. I mean,
okay, I think he's better than Tua because I think Tua is a stiff. You know, and those both those guys were probably ranked higher than he was.
Do you think he's better than Fitzpatrick? We've had this discussion on our show.
No, not yet.
Okay, so Fitzpatrick over him. All right.
Yep. I would.
What about this one, Howard?
The way he played and the way he played against the Eagles. That was really good.
Contracts aside, contracts obviously play in the salary cap world, but let's go contracts aside. Who would you rather have in your team in 2021, Jalen Hurts or Carson Wentz?
I don't even know how to answer that question because it's just, you know, if you're starting, let's put it this way. If you're starting from scratch and you know nothing about either one in the pros, just about coming out of college, I'd rather have Carson Wentz. But we know what happened to Carson in the pros, and that ship has sailed. I will say this. I think Carson Wentz will have a better season. That doesn't mean he'd have it with the Eagles than Jalen Hurts. Because he's got a good team around him, whether it's the offensive line, the wide receivers, the running backs, whatever it is, he's got a good team around him, and it's a change. Change is important in the pursuit of success, and I think change was necessary for Carson Wentz, but I think he'll have a better season. That doesn't mean that I would take him over Jalen Hurts, but with what we've seen. If we didn't see what they did in the pros, I would take Carson Wentz, but just because he had a better pedigree. And that's it. I mean, let's remember this. That Jalen Hurts was beaten out by Tua. And I still can't believe that happened. And then he left. You know, all this, well, he's worked with Devontae Smith. Devontae Smith, I think, caught 12 passes when they were together. That's it. So, you know, have they played together? Yeah, that's great. But they've got to do it. It's a whole new page. You got to turn the page, and he's got to be better than he was last year. And that's just the way I look at it.
A lot of rumblings coming out of NovaCare. Is it much ado about nothing that people are whispering about Fletcher Cox's decline in play?
Again, it's media. They're only whispering because there was a story. I don't know if they're whispering. Fletcher Cox still made – didn't he make the Pro Bowl 6 straight years?
I don't know if it's 6 straight, but it's 6 total.
Yeah, okay. He's made the Pro Bowl 6 times, and he's still a really good player. Now, at his age, are you going to get 4 more years out of him? I don't know. But as far as this year, I still think he's
should they be worried that he's not preparing his body adequately?
Well, unless he shows it on the field, I think he is. Unless that and I haven't seen that he's shown that he's not preparing adequately. A lot of veterans get time off. I don't know what goes.
He gets a lot of time off.
I don't know what goes on inside the weight room. Hey, when DeMarco Murray, who was a flat out stiff when he came here, he had 300 and some carries with the Cowboys, and for most of the practices he rode a bike on the sidelines. But he still went out.
Yep.
And
Howard, let's get you on the record.
Hold on, is Fletcher a good leader though?
I don't know. I think there's some other leaders on that team, and I think he's one of them. I think Brandon Graham is great because his personality kind of meshes with what he has to do. But he's one of the leaders. Okay. Is he a great leader? I don't know if he's a great leader, but he's one of the leaders.
All right, Howard, let's get you recalibrated. Final thing, Sixers, quickly. How long does the series go? Who wins?
6 or 7 games. And I'll leave it at that.
Howard. Are you saying what I think you're saying?
I'm just leave it at that. I'm not saying anything.
Well, hold on. Have some guts.
I think
guts.
You said something.
Howard, have some guts. What are you saying?
I'm saying that the Sixers are going to have to struggle to win this. They're going to have to play their absolute best. That stiff at point guard is going to have to shoot more than 3 times.
Howard, you got no guts. You got no guts.
Better than 0 for 2.
No, you got no guts.
I'll leave you with this.
Your son should fire you before he's out of here in the next month.
I hope he does.
I mean, I just asked you who's going to win the series, and you gave me a non-answer. Come on, Howard. You gave me 6 or 7, and you didn't name a team. That could go in 4 directions. That could be Sixers and 6, Sixers and 7, Hawks and 6, Hawks and 7. You gave me 4 possibilities.
Let's put it this way. I don't have full confidence.
Yeah, I understand that.
The Sixers are winning the series. But the one thing they got to stop doing, they got to stop giving themselves their own awards because you saw how that worked.
All right, King.
They got smoked. And you know what? Both of the outcomes for the MVP and the Defensive Player of the Year were the right selections in the NBA,
all right,
and they weren't Sixers.
King, have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you next
all
week.
Right,
thanks,
you guys,
man.
Stay safe.
There he is, Howard Eskin. I will certainly invite everyone and encourage everyone to rip Howard on the Times Yours line at 215-238-4500 for no prediction.
I mean, come on.
I mean, I'm just simply saying, who wins the series?
We should just not ask him.
We all know it could go 6 or 7. We all know it's possible the Sixers could lose. I've admitted that I'm worried. I mean, I've admitted that. In the end, as of right now, I'm picking 6 and 7. Initially, I picked 6 and 6. They split in Philly. If I had to lay it down right now, I'm saying 6 and 7. I'm saying something. I'm not telling you, I think the series goes 6 or 7. And that's all I'm saying. Come on now. Time's yours. Rip away on the King. 215-238.
That was a hell of a Howard impression.
That was a good one.
Yeah, sounded just like that. Oh, I will.
That was my mocking voice.
Well, the second thing I've cut today, I also cut this.
I look like a clown.
Good to have.
Oh, yeah.
Good to use.
It was terrible, John. I had so much white on my face. It was.
Why don't you rub it in?
I swear to God, I tried. It just was like I would have needed to take a shower. Like, that's how crazy it was.
You had the geisha girl look going on.
I don't know what that is, but.
Oh, really?
What? Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
You've never heard of a geisha before?
No. What is that? It's
like an old Japanese worker,
oh, okay,
so to speak.
Yeah, don't know.
Yeah, like
the
white paint.
The whole thing and the kimono.
I had too much white on my face. It was ridiculous.
Hey, so what he said about the awards?
Yes.
Ben losing Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, I agree with him halfway. I felt like Joel was – definitely the best player in the NBA this season.
Well, he's the best player, but he also didn't play as many games. So
I understand that part.
Yeah.
I mean, when you watch this postseason especially, I mean, the performances, I wish that counted for more, and that really would have helped Joel.
Yeah, but it's a regular season award.
Yep.
It's what it is.
But Ben losing Defensive Player of the Year, what do you make of that?
So, I mean, I have no problem with it. Like, I've said many times, I don't think Ben's the best defender on the Sixers. I think Joel is.
I think
he's third.
I think Joel and Matisse are better.
Yeah, I know you do. So, look, let's say this. It would have been nice for him if he had won the award. I admire.
Are you glad he did not win?
Okay, I see what you're saying.
I am glad
he did
not win.
Motivation purposes,
yes,
and all that, yeah.
And not talking nonsense in the offseason when they fail in the playoffs and then he gets to, crow about his Defensive Player of the Year.
I don't want him getting
I understand.
Plaudits
I think that makes a lot of sense.
I think it works against him being the best Sixer he can be.
Yeah, it's a shame that we as fans are in a position to think that way. But
messed up.
I agree with you, John. I think it's a good point you bring up. Let's go to Sean in Wilmington. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing today?
Doing well, Sean.
Good, good. Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I think, Father Joe, I think you got more names than Sybil.
Well, I tell you what, Father Joe's a good one, man.
Yeah, that's something new there.
I mean, we might have to do a new...
It's ironic. It's ironic, that's
from?
For sure.
It came from the person that had confession. The person
being
the first...
that you're the only non-father on the show in reality.
Non-father, but, I mean, listen, I can...
No, he's talking priesthood.
Of course
I know, Sean.
That's
I'm just pointing out
now.
The irony.
Sean, we might have to do a new segment, step into the confessional.
Ask Father Joe.
Ask Father Joe.
Yeah, that's a good one there.
Ask Father Joe.
I got a couple Phillies points. I was listening to the game, right?
Yep.
And when I heard the crack of the bat, I knew it was gone. But I kind of got cheated because it was a walk-off. Any other time somebody hits a home run, they give the exit velocity. But if you heard the call, he said, well hit. And the next thing he said, he's looking up. Usually he's like, well hit. He's back out. He just said he's looking up. And then I knew he was gone when he said that. It was so fast that he said he's looking up. That ball must have went out in like 3 seconds.
Well,
yeah, it was a low trajectory.
It was. Yeah.
It wasn't like a home run swing.
No.
It was he put the ball in play, and he got just a solid piece of it.
He got a meatball. Mm-hmm. He got a hanging breaking ball that looked to me like it was the exact same pitch that had been thrown one or two pitches before that. And,
right.
I mean, I'm not trying to – I'm not ripping on Williams. I'll just say it looked like the kind of pitch if I was ever to – actually getting a bat against a big leaguer, that's the pitch I'd want to face.
Right. But
it was just
real,
coming right into him. It was just, but he hit it. He smoked it. It was awesome.
Yeah, he did. And the other thing, though, but a lot of things that was bypassed because of that was so, you know, heartwarming and everything, you know, and it won the game, was Ranger Suarez.
Oh, listen, I'm glad you brought
that
up.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, Sean. We
had MVP of the team, Ranger Suarez.
Pretty amazing.
He needs to be a starter.
What did he give up, one run all year?
None.
One unearned run.
He's got a zero ERA
in 20 innings.
Incredible. Yeah. Sean, give me a feel-good moment.
Okay, I was going to give one of my own, but I thought of something. Last year, everybody, rivalries aside, when somebody gets injured, people really, you know, players, old and new, you know, they feel for the person. And Alex Smith coming back last year, everybody felt it. And he threw for 300 yards at some yards in his first game back.
I like that.
Not playing for a few years.
It's a good answer, Sean. Really good answer, buddy. Appreciate the call. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Rich. Remember the game today, 1 o'clock, Phillies baseball this afternoon. We'll lead you there. Pre-game coverage starts at noon on 94 WIP.
No one does live in-game play-by-play betting better than the Parx Sportsbook app, my sportsbook app of choice. Sign up now, bet live on baseball, golf, pro hoops, hockey, and more. They have an incredible offer to get you in on the action. As a new customer, you can make your first bet risk-free up to $500. The Parx Sportsbook app is the only sportsbook based right here in the Delaware Valley, and they have it all. Live in-game betting, parlays, props, teasers, and more. Bet on individual player performances in pro hoops, hockey, and baseball like points, rebounds, goals, strikeouts, and new customers only. Sign up now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Download the app or go to parxcasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. That's parxcasino.com/PA. Promo code JRWIP. Why not check out Pro Baseball today? Philly is -148 hosting, +120 Atlanta. And I love our chances with our ace pitching and a swell of emotion right now. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. See the website for terms and conditions and get home field advantage with Parx Casino Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.